bodies, they lost that bodies. Their eyes stared out from the glass cases, comparing mistakes every day. Their hands, naked, some weeping, some skin. Red blood and gore, black as with time. The veins visible and still, ran dry and clogged with dust. The first glass fell to the right, helping me 20-something. Its slightly bearded face contorted into an ugly grin. Its neck cut, skin below removed, showing a fatty, yellowing ribcage. And the coil of carefully preserved intestines. Looking through the ribcage, like looking for an old radiator. The black and lines indicated a snowball. The hip bones had been chiseled into hot points and the penis removed, leaving a thin trail of yellowish plasma that perpetually dripped to the floor. The floor of the cell was covered in leaves and dirt, plastic trees grew in the background, and the sky was painted a light blue. A dog stood next to the body on all fours, its head removed. Its severed neck was bent to make it seem like the head had been sniffing at something on the ground. Its fur was matted with blood and blood, and other cadaver juices. It looked like it was moving, but these were just the maggots that covered its body. The flies that laid them lay in front of the glass were there in the long day. Every hour of the hour, a live carnival sound of music would emit through the speakers placed around the gallery. And small invisible fishing wire hooked to the body would move it into a new position. The arms would bend and pose. Wires would tug on the corners of the lips to pull in protest grin. Mutilated neck would tilt. Skinless knees would bend under the foul dance of death. So it seemed. And during the crib had been shot into the bodies of the rendering of mortis. The strings were controlled by the gallery operators behind the walls, in small control rooms. The only thing that moved through the gallery without the help of the strings were the eyes, which darted back and forth in extremis, and in pure horror. I became a terrorist. I became a terrorist.